It's our continuing coverage of Pella Christian boys basketball as we're joined now by Marv Van Wyk Friday night following a 74-44 loss for the Eagles in their crosstown rivalry matchup with Pella. Coach, thanks for coming up and chatting with us. As I just mentioned to Andrew, it's no fun to lose by 30, right? And I'm sure we could try to spin it in a number of different ways, but the bottom line is Pella 74, Pella Christian 44. What was the message as you talked to your guys in the locker room after this one?
Probably not fit for the radio. Okay. So I told them that if I was a casual observer watching that game, I would just say that the white team just wanted it more than the black team. And that hurts to say that, and it hurts me to relay that to them because I love them. I love them to death. They work hard every day, and I give them credit for that. But we've got to find a way to be more together, more mentally tough, more physically tough when it comes to that, and just get better in those ways. And credit to Pella, they did everything right. It seemed like everything they put up went in, and every ball that came down they got. And I know that just doesn't happen by accident, but. Our guys need to understand why those things were happening to them, and some of that was, I can't say it was just pure effort, but some of it was just being tough, you know, just being tougher. And we've worked on that all year long, and that's why it's so frustrating to get physically beaten like that. And you know, I've been doing this a long time, and I've seen a lot of games and coached a lot of games, and it's never easy to lose a game, and it's especially not easy to lose a game where you just got physically dominated. And again, that hurts to say. You know, we have a proud program, and I'm proud of my guys on a daily basis, but this one hurts a lot, to be honest.
Isn't a characteristic of love being able to tell somebody what they need to hear sometimes, right? And then how does your team respond to that, I guess, is what we'll find out, isn't it?
Right. And you know what? It's I've been accused of tough love a lot. But they responded a lot better than they have in the past, at least in the locker room. Because I've challenged them after some disappointing games before, and there was silence from them. And tonight there was a lot of conversation. So that's a plus. That made me feel like, hey, these guys at least understand what their shortcomings are and why, and are being honest about it. And that's a big first step. And we hadn't taken that step until tonight. So if we don't get anything else out of this game, we're going to take that. And we're going to take that and understand that this can make us even tighter. Not that these guys aren't. Not that there's not a selfish bone in any one of these guys. Not one. I haven't seen it one time in practice. I haven't seen it one time in a game. These guys just love each other. But we can have a deeper understanding of what it takes to build each other up, and especially when things are going bad. And they talked about that. And I'm proud of them for that. And like you said, we need to see how that plays out. But I'm encouraged by that, to be honest.
We're visiting with Marv Van Wyk of the Pella Christian boys basketball team. They fall to Pella 74-44 here in the Tulip City Showdown. It does not get any easier coming up on Tuesday against Dallas Center Grimes, a team, quite honestly, that's very capable of doing something like this to you again. How do you measure improvement in such a short time frame? How, you know, toughness and, you know, that stick-to-itiveness and wanting it, hard to measure. What kind of actual improvement are you looking for on the floor Tuesday against DCG, Thursday against Indianola, springing it forward into the postseason?
Right. That's a good, really good question, because there's no magic switch, right, that you can just turn on and say, okay, now we're going to do what we've been missing a little bit in tough games. And it might be a process, you know, but we're going to come to play Tuesday, and we're going to challenge them to you know, start building on that toughness that we talked about tonight. And, you know, the only thing we can do is strap it on and be ready to go. And we're going to prepare on Monday. We'll have a good practice and prepare for, you know, the things that, that Dallas Center Grimes does. You know, we gave them a good battle the first time around. I was really proud of our guys, even though we came up short on the scoreboard. I thought in that game we battled really hard, and I feel like we matched up with them pretty well as far as man-to-man goes. And we did a lot of good things in that game. And hopefully we can do that again and maybe turn the tables on them a little bit. But you know, I hate to say it's a process this late in the season in that regard, but it might be a little bit, you know. And we got a week till tournaments, a week from Monday about. And, you know, I told them, you know, after that, any day could be your last day. And we got to be ready to go. And I trust that these guys are going to respond, you know. And, you know, there's certain things coaches can't control that they have to control. And, you know, I just challenge them to be that for each other. And we'll see how it goes.
Well, best of luck on Tuesday. I will see you Thursday for the Little Hawkeye Conference finale against Indianola. Thanks so much for your time, Coach.
Thank you, Trevor.
And watch your head up here as you get up, Coach. Marv Van Wyk, head coach of the Pella Christian boys basketball team. Final score on Friday night, Pella 74 and Pella Christian 44.